This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A pair of bills to restrict the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare passed their first hearings at the Capitol. They include banning therapists from using chatbots with patients. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
The proposals would prohibit mental health providers from using chatbots to interact with patients or independently recommend treatment plans. And AI companies would be barred from misrepresenting their chatbots as human therapists. Medical clinicians would also need to tell their patients when and how they're using AI. Democratic Representative Junie Josephs is a main sponsor of one of the bills and says it's not an outright AI ban.
It sets the rules of the road by requiring transparent disclosure of how it is used and what human oversight exists, and prohibits misleading representations, especially when a tool presents itself as equivalent to a licensed professional or implies confidentiality.
The measures would also ban insurance companies from using AI to deny coverage without meaningful human oversight, and those decisions would have to be based on patients' individual medical histories, not just statistical data. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
A new bill to keep a Grand Junction uranium disposal site open was introduced this week in Congress, and it's gathering bipartisan support. The bill is sponsored by Colorado Democrats John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, along with Republicans Jeff Hurd and John Curtis. The act aims to keep the disposal site open until it's full, rather than close it by a current federal mandate of 2031. Supporters say it would avoid costly out-of-state waste shipments to Utah and prevent the risk of accidental contamination. Local jurisdictions are all in favor of the bill. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.